Everybody, people can hear me?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. The common practice is that you don't have every single person blow shofar for himself. We have one Baal Tekea, and he blows shofar, and everybody's yotze. So this is a discussion in Avni Nezer. How does it work? So the Avni Nezer's brother corresponded with Avni Nezer, and he wrote him that their father, who was Big Talmid Chacham, said that it's based on Shemei Kaina. Just like when somebody says Kiddush and everybody pays attention, somebody reads the Megillah and everybody pays attention. So to over here, one person about the Keb, Lo Shofar, everybody pays attention. So the Yotze with Shemei Kaina. So the Avni Nezer thought that that shouldn't apply. He thought Shemei Kohene only applies if you're saying words with content. You're saying Kiddush, you're saying Avdola, you're reading the Megillah, you're saying words. But if you're just making noise, Shemei means that I understand what you're saying. That's Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Let's say somebody doesn't understand Hebrew, and I'm saying Kiddush in Hebrew. And they're listening. They know that it's something about Shabbos, that it's a holy day, but they don't understand the words in Hebrew. So Rashi's opinion is that you apply Shemei Kohene even though the listener doesn't understand the word. And he bases it on the din in the Mishnah Megillah. Alois Shashama Ashuris, Yot Alois is someone who doesn't understand Hebrew, and he speaks a foreign language, he knows English. So they're reading the Megillah in the original Hebrew, in the text, in the Tanakh text, and the listener doesn't understand one word in Hebrew, and it's still the Mishnah says that you heard it. So you see that the Shemei kind of applies even if you're deaf and you don't hear your low Shemei. But if you hear, you don't understand. That's called Shemei, and you say Shemei kind. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos claims that Mikra Megillah is the one exception to the rule, because it's the mitzvah really is Pesumi Nisa. And even though he doesn't understand, he knows a little bit about the story of Purim. But in Kol HaTorah Kula, where you need Shemei Kohena, Shemei means not only that he hears, but that he understands as well. And if he doesn't understand the word, then he's Shemei. He's not Yotze, there's no Shemei. So that seems to be the taina of the Avni Nezer. How can you apply Shemei Kohena to Tekiah Shofar? It's just a mitzvah to make noise. There's no words, and you're not saying anything. So how does it work? How is the Baal Tekea Moitzi, all of the people and the shulvan are required that each and every person should blow the shofar? So the Avni Nezer thought that it's midin shlichas, that all the people in the shul are appointing the Baal Tekea as the shlich to blow shofar on their behalf. So this sparked the correspondence between the two brothers, the Avni Nezer and his brother. Until after a while, the Avni Nezer gave in to the brother, and he said, you're right, from the Gemara, the end of the third Perek in Rosh Hashanah, it would appear that it is based on Shemei Kohene. It's not based on Shlichas, because the Gemara seems to be comparing it to somebody saying Kiddush, to be might see somebody else. So it is based on, what about the Taina? You only apply Shemei Kohene when there's content, when he's saying something. See, here there's also content, because we assume that the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, maybe on Kippur Shal Yovel, Yablo Shofar, maybe it's different there. That's a question. But on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah of Tekiah Shofar is that it's a form of tefillah. We must have spoken about that last week. It's considered a form of tefillah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, and on the Yom HaDin, that's an Eis Tzora. And an Eis Tzora, there certainly is a mitzvah of tefillah deraisa. The Ramban thinks that the mitzvah tefillah b'chol yom is only made the Rabbanon, only when there's a tzoras rabim, when there's a tzoras atziba, when there's a melchama, when there's a flood, when there's some disaster, there's an epidemic going around. Only a tzoras rabnu. If you have a yom adin for the whole world, alam din is bal yom. It's not only a yom adin for one person. Everyone is needan. All the medinas are needan. So the Tekiah Shofar, when we blow Shofar, it's like offering a tefillah without any words, as if we're saying that the Klal Yisrael have a lot of needs, We have so many, each individual person, the Klal Yisrael as a whole, has so many tzarachim, and we can't begin to enumerate them. So we blow shofar, we're making sounds. And the Gemara said, the Pasuk says, Yom Tru Yelachem, and the Gemara quotes the Targum Onkelos, Yom Yabova. Yabova means to cry. And the Gemara shows Yabova means to cry from the story in Sefer Shoftim, that Imo Shel Sisra, Sisra was the general in the Goyish army who was waging war against the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael. And this time he didn't come back from battle, and the mother was very concerned. She was very nervous, so she was sobbing. And Chachmas Tarasecha Ta'anena, all the Noshim Chachamas were trying to calm her down. Don't worry, he's being very successful in battle, like always. And this time he was killed. This time he was actually killed. So the Gemara shows that the Targum Onkelos says, Yom Teruah, Yom Yabava. Yabava means to cry. So we cry our hearts out on Rosh Hashanah, and as if we're saying, Tzorche Amcha Merubim, V'daitim Tzor Mele Habiyah, so you know better than us what we need, so please take care of all of our needs. That's what we're saying, in effect. So it's also a tefillah with Kavana. It's not just a mitzvah to make noise. That's a question. It could well be the Achronim point. There, Rav Chaim Heller, in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvos, LaRambam quotes Achronim, who point out that the Loshon HaRambam is slightly different regarding the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah every year and the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. On every year, the mitzvah the B'lang Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is Lishmoya Kol Shofar. And the mitzvah on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel is Litkoa. Why is this Lishma, this Litkoa? So some understand it to mean Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, the blasting of the Shofar, is to proclaim freedom for the Eved Ivri. Eved Knayin is Le'olam Am Tavoidah, but an Eved Ivri is Yoytze B'Sheish, or Yoytze B'Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, whatever comes earlier. So we, like by the Nochem, by the Umas Olam, they blow their trumpets on January 1st, on New Year's, to show that they're B'nei Cheren, that they can do any crazy thing they want. So that's perhaps on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, maybe the mitzvah really is Liskoya, and maybe then we wouldn't allow Shemei Koinim. It's a Chiddush. Chiddush that you wouldn't allow. The Rambam writes the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos that the mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah is Lishmoya, and that's why one person can blow shofar for everybody. If the mitzvah would have been Litkoya, then you wouldn't be able to blow shofar for everybody. Why not? So it could be that that's what he means. That's a big chiddush to say that on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, everybody has to learn how to blow shofar. And you can't be yotze with Shemei Koinim. The mitzvah is just to make noise, to declare that we're freeing the avodim, v'shichur avodim. Hashem Yikein Rosh Hashanah, the idea behind the tkir shofar is as if we're crying, we're offering a tefillah without any words, but to a kavanah, that you know our needs better than we do, and we a lot of times think that we need X and we really need Y, and a lot of times we daven in the wrong way, and that would be a disaster if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would answer our prayers. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say every so often. He said, how many tefillahs he offered that he shouldn't have to go to the treif in America. He wanted to stay in Europe. He didn't want to go to America. He wanted to stay with all the tzaddikim and all the chassidim and all the talmid chachamim. America with the treif in the Medina. And he says, if the Rebbe Shalom would have answered his prayers, he probably would have been killed by the Nazis like everybody else. So he said, that's what in the end of the Shema Nesri, after we ask for all of our needs to be taken care of, we say, Shema Kolenu, Sekabel Berachamim, Uverotzen, Es Tfilos Einar. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to filter out our tfilos and only accept those that make sense. And he knows better than we do what makes sense. A lot of times a boy is chalishing to marry a certain girl, and he offers a lot of tfilos and doesn't realize that girl will destroy him. A lot of times a boy wants to go dafke to a certain university. That'll be a disaster if he goes there. Won't be able to be a shana mitzvah there. A lot of times we want dafke this job. We don't always know what to pray for. So that's what the Tkir Shofar is all about. Yeah, but that would be a chiddush to say that if you put together the two Rambams that he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that the Kiyush Shofar you can have a Baal Peh Keh on Rosh Hashanah because the mitzvah is Shmiyah. Then he writes on Yom Kippur Shaliyah, but the mitzvah is not Shmiyah, the mitzvah is Tkiyah. So it comes out, if you put two and two together, it comes out that that's what he said. That Shmiyah Kana doesn't work on Yom Kippur. Every individual person has to learn how to blow Shofar. That's quite a big Chiddush.
It sounds like Shemeh Ke'ona should only be by Yom Kippur, because on a Rosh Hashanah, my mitzvah is to hear, not to blow. So I don't need Shemeh Ke'ona. I'm just listening to somebody blowing, and I'm being Yotza Shemeah.
Right. That is a problem. The Mishnah says that if a Katan is blowing Shofar, or a Nisha, and a B'knaini, one is not Mechuyib, Mishen Mechuyib B'dover, and Emotio Sarabi Medechei Vosin. So this we understand, let's say, by reciting Kiddush. Sometimes, let's say, the father of the household is away for Shabbos because of a business obligation, and then the mother is home with her children, so the mother feels uncomfortable. European women feel uncomfortable to say their own Kiddush in Abdullah. When there'll be an Almana, then they're going to say their own Kiddush. They don't want to be like an Almana, so they'll ask their son to say Kiddush for them. The son is not bar mitzvah. The mother of the Gemara said, "Noshim chayos b'kiddush ayom dvar Torah." Women are mechuyev, despite the fact that kiddush is really a mitzvah saseh, shas ma grama, and women should have been exempt. So the Gemara says kiddush is one of the exceptions to the rule, that even though it says ma grama, women are mechuyev in kiddush. The katan is not a bar chiyuv. So the child before bar mitzvah, the boy cannot say kiddush to be moitzi the mother. So that's the shaila. Why can't the boy before bar mitzvah blow shofar? If the mitzvah is to hear the tkiyah, I'm hearing the tkiyah myself. He's not being motzi me. So you see that you need both. You need the tkiyah and you need the shmiyah. If a person blows shofar and he's deaf, he doesn't hear. He's not yet. If a person says kiddush and he doesn't hear, so that's a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah and Brachas. Whenever there's a mitzvah of amira, does amira mean mashmir liyoznov, or even without mashmir liyoznov? So we pass in La Halacha that Mashmir Liyoznov is just L'chatchila. You should always say Kiddush, even Davening Shmoneh Esrei, many Rishonim hold. L'chatchila you should Davening Shmoneh Esrei loud enough that you should be a Mashmir Liyoznov, you should hear. That's a difficult thing because we usually say you should Daven Tefila B'Lachash, you learn out from Tefila Schana. Rak Svasel Noes V'Kol Elo Yishama. The Gemara says in Brachas, we learn out many important dinim, how to Daven. From Tfilas Chana, we should not be Mashmiya Kol B'Tfilah. So if you say you need Lachat Tfilah, Mashmiya Liyoznov, how can you say it loud enough that you should hear, and the next person standing next to you will not hear? That's not so easy. But the Pashtus is like that. You should be Mashmiya Liyoznov. Yeah. So, but if you're not Mashmiya Liyoznov by Kiddush and Abdullah, you would be a deaf person can be Yotze Kiddush, can say Kriya Shema, even though he's not Mashmir Yos. But by Tkiya Shofar, the Shmiya is Ma'akev. If a person can't hear, then he's not Yotze the Tkiya Shofar, even though he's blowing the Shofar. You need Shmiya, that the Rambam said Mitzvah Shmiya, but you need also Tkiya. If you wouldn't need Tkiya, so why would there be a din that a Nochri can, the best Baltikeya is a trumpet player who plays in an orchestra? So let him blow the shofar. He can probably blow the shofar better than us. The Mishnah says, a nochri cannot be moitzi, and a knaine, and an isha, because they're not mechuyev. Ki a shofar is a mitzvah, says the Shazman Grumman. If the women want to volunteer, that's fine. The Gemara has a machlokes ha'tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether noshim samchas vishus, that we permit women to volunteer to do mitzvah, says Shazman Grumman. We paskin that we do permit them, like Rabbi Yossi. It is permissible. If a woman wants to blow shofar, we permit her to listen to Tkiya Shofar. But she's not mechuyev. So since she's not mechuyev, she cannot be moitzi the men. So you see that you need the Tkiya too. So the Chief thought maybe the pshat. Usually there's a dinner with, last week we spoke about lulav agozel, mitzvah baba avera is no good. Lulav agozel, you're not yotze because it's the a chefetz shel aveira cannot serve as a chefetz shel mitzvah. When you steal something, so you, if metaltalim, you acquire a kinyan gzela on it. So the status of the lulav changes because of an aveira changed, because of the aveira of gezel that I did. If you steal karka, and then you build a house on the, then you build a sukkah on the karka, the Gemara says, since we pass on la halacha, karka in and exeles. So that's not a mitzvah of Avera. But he stole the karka from his next door neighbor. Next door neighbor can't use his backyard because I built my sukkah in his backyard, so I'm Avera Gzela. So the answer is, even though you're violating Gzela, but since karka in and exeles means you don't acquire kinyon Gzela on the karka, the chefza of the karka is not considered a chefza shal Avera. And that's the chisarna mitzvah of Avera. It doesn't mean, basically sounds like this, that mitzvah b'avera means I did an aver which enabled me to fulfill the mitzvah. So the Ritva said that's the Ritva Sukkah said that's not enough. You have to say I did an avera because of which an item was labeled as a chefta shal avera. I acquired a kinyan gzela on the lulav. I did an avera stealing the lulav, and it has a chaloshem dover hagozel because the ganef acquires kinyan gzela with nafkaminas ledina. So that's called a mitzvah b'avera, but karka in an exelus. So the karka did an avera that enabled me to do the mitzvah. I built my sukkah in his backyard. But you can't say that the cheftza shal avera is serving now as the cheftza shal mitzvah. The karka in an exelus. The gazel violates l'sizol, but he doesn't acquire kinyan exela on the karka. So the chal shem, nothing was chal on the karka. And lulav hagozel is called the dover hagozel. But the karka is ain an exel, it's no kin exela. It's not called the chepta shal aver. So the Yerushalmi, the way we have the gears in the Yerushalmi, the Rambam quotes, what if I steal a shofar from somebody else and I blow on Rosh Hashanah? Is that a mitzvah b'aver? So the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi that it's not a mitzvah b'aver. Why? So the Rambam says, because the kima mitzvah is in the shmir, not in the tkiyah. If the mitzvah would have been tkiyah, you have to blow a shofar, and the shofar is a gozlin, it's metaltalin. So it's a chefza shal aver. So that's called mitzvah b'aver. So the Rambam says no. The kiyam mitzvah b'aver is a chisaron in the kiyam mitzvah. You're not yotze. You're not mekayim the mitzvah if it's a mitzvah b'aver. Ma'is a mitzvah you did, but you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So the Rambam understood in the Yerushalmi that the kol ain lo din gezel. The chefza there's a by tkiyah shayf. You need both. You need tkiyah and you need shmir. The tkiya is the maisa hamitzvah, but the kima mitzvah is with the shmir. You need both. So when you say shemeh koina, both are carried over from the blown one is blown shofar. It's considered as if I blew shofar, and also that I'm listening. I hear what the call. The shmir I'm doing myself. So regarding mitzvah b'avera, that only applies to the cheftza of the kima mitzvah. It doesn't apply to the cheftza of the Maisa mitzvah. So the Maisa mitzvah is the tkiyah. And I need, if the one is blown shofar, is a cotton, or an isha, or an ochri, or an ebekneini, he's not mechui b'dover, they don't say shemei akana doesn't carry over. It's not considered as if I blew the shofar. I heard. But when the Rambam said mitzvah l'shmaya, that's the tkiyah ma mitzvah l'shmaya. But the Rambam also has to agree that the Shagas Aryeh has these kashas. If the Rambam holds that the mitzvah shmiya, that's the Nusach HaBrach, we say the Shmaya Kol Shofar. Some Rishayim said the Tkoya Shofar. Now the Rishayim said, no, the Shmaya Kol Shofar. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that they all agree, all the Rishayim agreed to this distinction, that the Maisa Tkiyah is the Maisa HaMitzvah, but the Kiyah HaMitzvah is only with the Shmiyah. And Mitzvah Baba Vera has to do with the Kiyah HaMitzvah. You're not Yotze, the Kiyah HaMitzvah. So that's why the Rambam has the gerusa that we have in the Yerushalmi, if hatakir b'shefer hagozel is yotzei, because ein b'kol din gezel. I blew the kol I made. I didn't steal the kol. I made the kol. I stole the shefer. But I'm not yotzei in the mitzvah with the shefer. I need the shefer for the maisa mitzvah, but I'm being yotzei with the shmiyah of the kol. And the kol doesn't have a din gezel on it. Other Rishayim had the gerusa in the Yerushalmi not so, fakir. That just like the lulav hagozel is no good, shofar hagozel is also no good. But the Rambam has the gears of the way it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The kerev b'shofar hagozel is yotze because ein b'kol din gezel. That the kiyam mitzvah is with the kol, and the kol is not the chepta shel aveira.
So according to the Rambam on Yom Kippur, Yovel, you could not use a shofar hagozel. It's kol.
Yeah, if you take that seriously, the Rambam distinct by Rosh Hashanah, he wrote, that's Rab Chaim Hella quotes Achrayim, will point that out. that by Rosh Hashanah the Rambam says that the mitzvah is Shmiyah, and by Yom Kippur he said the mitzvah is Tkiyah. So the mitzvah is Tkiyah, that's the Maisa mitzvah, and the Kima mitzvah is the Litka of the Shofar. Yeah, so it should come out that you don't say Shamei Kaina, also big Kiddush. Everybody has to know how to blow the Shofar, and a Shofar also should be no good on Yom Kippur Shal Yovel. Yeah. The Gemara has a famous dispute where the mitzvah Tzvichas Kavon and mitzvah Tzvichas Tzvichas Kavon. Let's have. So the Ran points out, the only time there's a machlekes is, I know that Tkei is Rosh Hashanah, and I know that there is a mitzvah, the year called Shofar, and I know that what the sound that they're making is the color Shofar. If I think that it's a dog barking, or I think that it's someone blowing a trumpet, I don't realize that it's a color Shofar, then that's called misasik. It's considered as if he didn't realize what he's doing at all. But if he knows that it's a Shofar, he knows today is Rosh Hashanah, he knows there is such a mitzvah, he just didn't have in mind. He thought he's going to go to shul later. He's going to hit the kids in the shul. And the violet turns out that someone blew shofar for their grandmother who's in one of the apartment buildings. And I heard shofar at home. So, and I wasn't even thinking at the time. I knew they were blowing shofar. I wasn't thinking that I could be yotze with this. So the Gemara presents a machlokes on that. And the Gemara puts this together. The Gemara says, if you hold mitzvahs, tzrichas, there are two sugyas. In Rosh Hashanah, there's a sugya mitzvah zichos kavanah regarding Tkiyah Shofar. That's on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. That's a din d'oraisa. And in Arbei Pesachim, there's a sugya regarding mitzvah zichos kavanah regarding Edom Marav Bizman Hazeh. Marav Bizman Hazeh is only made a Rabbanah. That's how the Gemara says. Marav is only d'oraisa. Bizman Amigdosh, when they had Korban Pesach. But Bizman Hazeh, Marav is only the Rabbanah. And Tosfos says there's room to distinguish in either direction. There's room to say that by the Raisa is mitzvah tzrichas kavanah, by the Rabbana mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavanah. That's in fact how the Magen Avraham paskins based on the Radvaz. What's the truth of Radvaz? That the two different sugyas, not necessarily the same din. Tosfos said not necessarily the same. And the Radvaz drew that distinction. He thinks we should paskin mitzvah the Raisa tzrichas kavanah, mitzvah Rabbanan and tzrichas kavanah. And there's room to say fakert also. They run the fakert. You only had a mitzvah rabbanah if you had in mind. Otherwise, it's not a mitzvah. Yeah, that the Radvaz's compromise appears all already in the Ramban. The Ramban on Brochus writes like that. Ramban says, "Why do you need kavana on the pasuk Rishon and Shema?" The Gemara says, "When you say Shema Yisrael, Shema Kenu Shem Echad, you have to have kavanas pirush amilus. But for the rest of the parshios of Shema, you don't need kavanas pirush amilus. So why is that? Why is there a difference?" So the Rabban claims that the mitzvah deraisa of Kriya Shema is fulfilled with saying the first pasuk. The rest is only mitzvah rabbanim. Pasuk Rishon is deraisa, and we only say mitzvah tzichas kavana on a mitzvah deraisa, and a mitzvah rabbanim we say mitzvah saint tzichas kavana. So that's why you don't need kavanas pirush amilus on the rest. Then the Ramban says, and maybe you'll argue with me and you'll say that the two different kavanas, mitzvah tzichas kavana is a dispute in the Gemara when you need kavana af yotzeh tzizayin kavana lotzeh. Today he was talking about kavanas pirush amilus. You have to know what you're talking about. That's what Rav Chaim Soloveitchik writes in his Sefer on the Ram. The two different kavanas, and it shouldn't be confused with each other. The Gemara says you only need kavanas pirush amilus on pasuk Rishon, but maybe you need kavana lotzeh on all the three parshiyos of Shema. So the Ramban says, don't give me that argument, that's ridiculous. The one is dependent on the other. If you need kavanah lotzes, then you need kavanah spirish amilas. And if you tell me you don't need kavanah spirish amilas, then either you don't need kavanah lotzes either. I don't understand why the Ramban rejected it. I thought it's such an obvious distinction. A prime assumes that they're pasha, they're two different things. Kavanah spirish amilas is one issue, and kavanah lotzes a different thing. But that's what the Ramban said. The Ramban already made that distinction that the Magen Avraham quoted from the Radvaz, that on a mitzvah there are ice, so we pass a mitzvah tzichas kavanah, mitzvah rabbanan, and tzichas kavanah. So in the Gemara puts this, whether mitzvah tzichas kavanah or not, is relevant in the following case. Someone is blowing shofar. Someone is blowing shofar for his grandmother in the old age home. And he only has a mind, he doesn't know anybody else is listening. He only has a mind to be mitzi the mother, his grandmother. He doesn't have mind to be moitzi anybody else. So the Gemara says, do you need kavana lahoitzi, the listener? The Baal Tekeh is blowing in shul. So the Gemara says, even if the people walking in the street are also yoitzi. because the Baal Tekiah has a mind, whoever hears the tekiahs. He doesn't only have a mind the people in the shul who are probably paying him for tekiah shofar. He has a mind whoever hears the tekiah should be yotze. But if a person blows for a private individual in an old age home or a hospital or something, he probably only has a mind that person. So do you need kavana lahotzi the shamea? Does the shamea need kavana lotzis from the mashmiya? Kavana shamea or mashmiya? So the Gemara makes it dependent on whether mitzvah sichas kavana or not. That's very questionable. The Gemara makes it depend. Why is it totally zedizeh? You can say shamea kohen only applies if there was kavana shamea or kavana mashmiya. That's how the Baal Amor says. The Baal Amor says, even though the Gemara put the two together, that if you hold that by the Baal Tekiah blowing any kabbanah mashmiya kabbanah shamea to say shamea kohenem, then what it means is, even if you're blowing shofar yourself at the kehilah shir, let's say you're practicing, you know, today's Rosh Hashanah, and you're practicing because he's going to be the Baal Tekiah in the shul. And then he takes sick and he doesn't hear the kids, and he doesn't go to shul later on. Was he yotze with the practicing that he did in the morning? He was tekiah for practice. He didn't say a bracha then. He didn't have in mind. Didn't have a mind not to be yotze, but he didn't have a mind yes to be yotze. So if you hold, yeah. So the Gemara puts the two together. If you hold mitzvah sichas kavana, not only they need kavana. Lot says, when you do a mitzvah, if someone is blowing shofar, someone saying kiddush, he has to have me in mind. If he doesn't have me in mind, even though I have mind to be yotze, you don't relate his reciting of kiddush to me. In order to say shamea ke'ena, he has to have me in mind, kavanas mashmiya, and I have to have a mind to be yotze with his reciting of the kiddush. So the Baal Amor says, but the truth of the matter is, once you get to the maskana, it's not necessarily totally zedizeh. There's room to say, ni kavanah shamea mashmiya, whenever it's shamea kaina. Even if you all mitzvah saint sirchas kavanah, you still need, let's say, mikra megillah is only the rabbanan. But if the Baal Kori doesn't have you in mind, so there's room to say that, and a mitzvah the rabbanan, maybe you say mitzvah saint sirchas kavanah, like the Magen Avraham Paskins from the Radvaz, and the Ramban holds like that in Brachas. But still, to say shamea kaina, maybe that's what the Baal Amor says, only applies if you have Kavanah Shamea, Kavanah Smashmiya. Yeah, the Rishayim point out that there seems to be an apparent contradiction in the Rambam. The Gemara puts a whole bunch of cases together. So the Gemara says, what if a Nachri holds a gun to my head on Leil HaSeder, and he says, I want you to eat the matzah or I'm going to shoot you. So I know tonight is Pesach, I know this is matzah, I know there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. I was going to eat the matzah in the middle of the Seder with the Haggadah, with the Arba Kaisis, not in the middle of nowhere. So he gets me on my way home, he kidnaps me, and he holds a gun to my head. He says, I want you to eat the matzah now. I'm going to shoot you. I didn't have kavanah lots. I didn't have kavanah shalom lots. I didn't have any kavanah at all. So the Rambam Paskin said, that's good. Because mitzvah saying sichas kavana. Nonetheless, when the Rambam quotes the Gemara by Tekiah Shofar, he says the Baal Tekiah is only mitzvah the tzibur if he has kavana lohotzi, and the tzibur has kavana lotzis. So the Mefarshim on the Rambam assumed that it's a contradiction. The Ran assumes it's a contradiction. If kafu biyochal matzah is yotze because mitzvah saying sichas kavana, so why do you need kavana lohotzi and kavana lotzis if someone else is blowing shofar for me? So the Ran has a whole fancy answer, but Rav Soloveitchik said the simple answer is like the Baal Amor said, that in order to say Shemea Kaina, you have to have Kavanah Lahoitzi, Kavanah Lotzi. It's a different word. You have to have Kavanah Smashmea, Kavanah Shemea. I think Gemara put it together, so we're not so sure why the Gemara put it together, but it could well be Lamaskana, that it's not totally Zed, is that? The Gemara has a Chiddush Din, that Yotza Moitzi, let's say the Baal Tekiah already blew shofar and shul and he ate and he benched, then he goes to the hospital to blow for the people in the hospital. So Gemara raises an issue. The Baal Tekiah is not Mechuyah B'dover anymore. He was already Yotze. So how can he blow shofar a second time? If I'm blowing shofar to be Yotze, so then Shomer Kain, all the people who hear the Tekiahs are also Yotze. But I'm not blowing shofar to be Yotze. I already was Yotze. So my tekiah is like kedvar hashus. I'm not mechuyev a dover. So how come I might say the other? So that's when the Gemara comes up with the chiddush. Yotza might say afal pishy yotza. Even I already was yotza tkiyah shayfer. Well, let's say kiddush. I already said kiddush. I'm in the middle of the meal, and somebody comes late to the kiddush. He's an Israeli. He knows Hebrew, but he does know he's a Baal Shiva. He doesn't know how to say kiddush. So I'm going to say kiddush for him. So the Gemara says, even though I already said kiddush, I can recite kiddush a second time to be mitzi the fellow who came late. Afal pisha yotza mitzi. Why is that? So Rashi explains, and all the Rishonim quote the Rashi. Rashi explains in Rosh Hashanah at the end of the third parak, yotza mitzi because kol yisrael arevim zeh bazeh. So as long as there's one Jew in New Zealand who wasn't the furthest end of the world, one Jew in the end of the world who didn't hear kiyah shofia, didn't hear kiddush yet, I'm mechuyev to say kiddush if that'll help him. I'm still mechuyev b'dover. Even though I already said kiddush, I'm not fully yotze. I'm yotze 99% yotze, but I wasn't fully yotze because there's still Jews in the world who are not yotze, and I'm mechuyev to blow shofar again or to say kiddush again if it'll help someone else. So I'm mechuyev. I'm still called mechuyev b'dover because kol yisrael arevim zeh bazeh. So the Shagasari has an essay about this in his Sefer is Chuvah Shagas Aryeh, the regular Shagas Aryeh. There's a Shagas Aryeh HaChadosh, the second volume that has other Chuvahs. But in the regular Shagas Aryeh has, he says it's a funny idea. Kol Yisrael HaRev Mezeh B'Zeh makes me into Mechuyah B'Dover. Kol Zman, there's one Jew in the world. Sounds like a philosophical shetl. As long as there's one Jew in the world that wasn't Yotze in the Mitzvah, yet, so I wasn't fully Yotze. And I'm mechuyev to blow shofar again and to hear my tkiyah shofar that'll help someone else to say yotza moitzi. So the Shagasari suggests maybe the pshat only works on the second day Rosh Hashanah, that it's only the rabbanim. On the first day when it's a real din deraisa, maybe you can ever say yotza moitzi. I think Gemara says to say yotza moitzi by kiddush, and kiddush is deraisa. So Rashi says on that Gemara, the end of the third perek, it was kiddush on yontif. How did Rashi know? How did Rashi have the Ruach HaKadosh to know that this Kiddush on Yontif? What's the difference whether this Kiddush on Shabbos, Kiddush on Yontif? Somebody came late. I invited someone, he came late. He doesn't know how to say his own Kiddush, but he understands Hebrew. So I'll recite Kiddush. I already said Kiddush. I'll recite Kiddush a second time just to him. That's what the Shagasari suggests. Maybe Rashi interpreted in the Gemara that Vachem Maskinon, Tanukim Tepshat, that is talking Kiddush on Yontif. Maybe Rashi holds like the Magid Mishnah, the Kiddush on Shabbos is the Raisa, the Kiddush on Yom Tov is the Rabbanan. The Rambam says that Kiddush and Havdalah are both the Raisa, both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, all four. Poshup Shat and the Rambam. Kiddush and Havdalah, both Shabbos and Yom Tov, everything is the Raisa. That's the Poshup Shat and the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah says that there are those who disagree in Havdalah. So we're showing him Tosfos already has 2 days, whether Havdalah is the Raisa or the Rabbanan. Because the Gemara only has Makoros for Kiddush, doesn't really have for Havdalah. There are those who say that even though Kiddush is there, right? So on Shabbos, maybe on Yontav, Kiddush on Yontav is Rabbanan. Magen Mishnah quotes those who say like that. So that's what the Shagasari suggests, that Rashi interprets in the Gemara. Yotza Moitzi, even though I already said Kiddush, I'm allowed to say Kiddush a second time, to be Moitzi someone else, because Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zeh B'Zeh, this whole Pshetl only works on a level of the Rabbanan. So for Kiddush on Yontav, it'll work. But if you Kiddush on Shabbos is the rice, it wouldn't work. And he says it wouldn't work on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, we don't follow that opinion because it's Ma'isim B'chol Shana. The Baal Tekeh and Shul was Yotzei ready on the first day of Rosh Hashanah is the rice. Baal Tekeh goes to the hospital, he goes to the old age home, and he goes again a second time to the people. So you see that Yotzei Moitzi applies even when it's a din der rice, you say. Yeah, we always say Yotza Moitzi even on dinner there. I said, it is surprising. It's very surprising. Yomar Roshana points out there's a psychological klal. Trei koli lemishtami. If two people talking at the same time, you can't hear, you won't be able to hear everything. But in rare occasions, we do allow it. So the Gemara says, when is that? So the Gemara says, in the Beis HaMikdosh, Anatanisiba, the mitzvahs, Skaitim Machatzitzvahs. Chisov Machal Mayatzachem ala Tzaratzareschem, when there's a Tzoras Rabbi Mariosim Machatzitzvahs. In the Skaitim of Nesha Melkech, we should be remembered by Tkiyas Chatzitzvahs. So the Ike mitzvah, Anatanisiba, and Ace Tzoret, is the Melacha Tzitzis. The Ikan Nitzah and Rosh Hashanah is the Blo Shofar. So Bamigdash, we learn that from the Pasuk in Tehillim. B'chatzotzos v'kol shofar harivu lefnei HaMelech Hashem. When we are in the Beis HaMikdash, in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lefnei HaMelech Hashem, whenever there's chatzotzos, namely Tanya Sipa, you should blow shofar at the same time. Whenever there's shofar, namely on Rosh Hashanah, you should blow chatzotzos at the same time. But there's a difference. And the Tanya Sipa, that the main key is really the chatzotzos. So then you have the chatzotzos blowing in the middle, and to the right and to the left are the people blowing the chatzotzos, are two people blowing shofar simultaneously. While he's blowing the, while they're blowing the chatzotzos in the middle, you have two people blowing shofar to the right and to the left of those who are blowing the chatzotzos. And on Rosh Hashanah, when the Ikan Mitzvah is Tkiyah Shofar, so you have one person blowing shofar standing in the middle, and two people to the right and to the left of the Matakeah are simultaneously blowing chatzotzos. That's the pasuk. Whenever you have one, you need both. Yeah, there's a Mishnah in Erchen. The Mishnah says about the different Shiras HaLevim. When the Levim would sing Shira every day, they would play music on instruments, and sometimes they would have Chatzaitza without Shofar. So this Pasemis, I think, yes, that Kasha. What happens to Pasem? Chatzaitza with Kol Shofar? Kamakam Shesh Chatzaitza with Shofar? So Akam says that when they had the Levim, had an orchestra to play, they had Shir B'Pen, Shir the Kli. They had musical instruments playing Shir, and they had Levim was singing. The Shir Shal Yom. Shir Shal Yom, B'Shas Nisach HaYayin, Ein Amim Shir El Al HaYayin. At the time the Kohanim are pouring the Nisach HaYayin, and the Tminim and the Masafim, so the Levim are singing Shir and playing music. It says in the Mishnah, which musical instruments they used. They used chatzotzos, they didn't use shofar. So the Svasemis says to the Kasha. So the Pashta says, the Teretz says, this din, the chatzotzos, we call shofar, doesn't apply when you're talking about music. If you need Levim playing orchestra, playing music, that should blend in. If the shofar with the chatzotzos don't blend in, so you don't blow shofar, you don't blow both. You don't have both. When it's Rosh Hashanah, and the role of the Tkiyah Shofar is Tfilah, or it's a Tanya Sipa, the role of the Chatzaitzra is Tfilah. So Beis HaMikdash, basically it's Tfilah Yikoy, Beis HaMikdash is the main place for davening. And even we who live in America, when we daven, we face Nochel HaMikdash, and the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam Kimat says Beferish, that is a Din D'Oraisa, you have to face the Beis HaMikdash. Nochel HaMikdash is a Din D'Oraisa. Because the office for acceptance of the tefillahs is the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Gemara has in the Bav Metzi in the end of Perek Hazov. B'yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, min alu shari tefillah. The tefillahs are no longer accepted to the same extent that it used to be, bizman, she Beis HaMikdash ho yekayim. Because there's no Beis HaMikdash, but the Beis HaMikdash.
Rebbe sinned. The Rebbe got knocked off. Should I put him on the phone and then just do it via audio? Okay, see what you can do. I'll hold on. Don't hang up on me, okay? The funeral was today. Okay. I know. Yeah, probably. Okay, I'll wait for the Rebbe. Oh, don't hang up with me. I'm on the phone with the Rebbe. We'll see if we can get visual back. If not, we'll do just audio with the phone.
On?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no visual.
Visual.
Okay.
You see me?
Yeah.
The internet is very moody. Okay. So we have a Mishnah in the first parak in Erechin. That you don't always say Kamok Meshesh Chatzaitzus Yeshayfer. If the purpose of the Chatzaitzus is for musical accompaniment with the Shir Shayim that the Levim are singing at the time of Nisach Hayayim that the Kohanim are doing, so whatever fits in the music fits in. You don't have to have more. This din Kamok Meshesh Shayfer Yesh Chatzaitzus only applies when the Shayfer and the Chatzaitzus are both for the purpose of Tefillah. And the Tanya Sibi indeed the Chatzaitzus for Tefillah. And on Rosh Hashanah, the shofar is for the purpose of tefillah. So since the Beis HaMikdash is kibesei beis tefillah, and even if you live chutz le-Beis HaMikdash, post the daven nochach HaMikdash, that's a din deraisa, so we want to enhance, whenever you daven in the Beis HaMikdash, you want to enhance it, so we have both shofar and chatzotzer. The Menachas Chinuch points out that the expression lifnei Hashem appears in Chumash in different contexts. Sometimes it says, "Ve'chalta Hashem lefnei Hashem alakecha, ma'isa digoncha b'sirochcha v'yitzarecha v'charetz b'karcha b'tzaynecha." Ve'chalta Hashem lefnei. Where is Hashem in Yerushalayim? The Holy Ratika. So you can eat ma'isa sheni and neta revai and kachim kalim. Charetz b'karcha b'tzaynecha kachim kalim is necha v'chalhuya. So that's called lefnei Hashem alakecha. Ve'chalta Hashem lefnei Hashem alakecha means the Holy Ratika. In the beginning of Vayikra, it says, V'shachat es ben abaka lifnei Hashem. The shechit has to be in the Azara. You can't shech the korbanos anywhere in the Yer Atika. And here, by the Tkiyas Shofar with Chatzaitzra, so the Gemara says, some of the Tanoim wanted, to, after the Churban Abai, some Tanoim wanted to introduce this practice of long Shofar and Chatzaitzra simultaneously on Rosh Hashanah in other areas outside of Yerushalayim. So they told him, no, Liomer came Ella in the Harabayis and the Beis Hamikdash, because it says Bechatzaitzos v'kol shofariu lifnei Hamelach Hashem. Lifnei Hamelach Hashem is only in the Harabayis. So the Menachas Chinuch points out it's a bit of a stira. The same expression lifnei Hashem sometimes refers to the Azora by Shchitas Kochim, Shochadas Ben Aboka lifnei Hashem. Sometimes it refers to the Harabayis, which is slightly lower level of kedusha than the Azora. That's Bechatzaitzos v'kol shofar. Real of the Malach Hashem and what's the Yom Kain El Bishara Mizrach and Harabayis. And then sometimes it means the Holy Ratika. So the answer is Lifnei Hashem means in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mishnah has Esse Kedusha Saint. That's a Mishnah Perek Kalim. 10 levels of Kedusha HaMikdash. The most intense level of Kedusha HaMikdash is in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Then you have the Hesel. Then you have Ben Hul of Alam Mizbeach. Then you have the whole Asara is in the Beis HaMikdash, the Azara. Then you have the Harabais, a slightly lower level. Then you have the whole Yerushalayim is a lower level of Kedusha HaMikdash. That's the Pshat and that Mishnah in the first parak in Kalim. There are 10 levels, Esa Kedusha HaSein, there are 10 levels in Kedusha HaMikdash. And the Mishnah says there, the lowest level of Kedusha HaMikdash is Eretz Yisrael. Not that Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha HaSa'aretz. The Mishnah, every step, all the 10 levels, Mishnah gives you an afkirnina ledina. So when it comes to Eretzol Mekudeshes Mikol HaRotzeis, they don't say Eretzol has Kedusha, that you have to observe Shemitah B'Yovel, Leket Shikol, Teah, Trumas HaMaisus, Peret Ololos, there's so many mitzvahs of Tliyas Baretz. Mishnah only Chapson, two or three, they're two different Gersos. Two or three obscure dinim are mentioned in Mishnah. One din that the Shtei HaLechem, the wheat that you use for Shtei HaLechem, another one, the barley that you use for the Minchas HaOmer, had to have grown in Eretz Yisrael. What kind of a din is that? It's not from the mitzvahs of Tliyas Baretz. The Mishnah is not driving at that to say Eretz Yisrael has a Kedushas HaOretz. No. Mishnah means say Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdosh, has a lower level. So that's what the answer to the Minchas Chinas Kasha is. All three, Ma'asusheni can meet anywhere in Yerushalayim, it's called Lefnei Hashem Elokeach, because all of Yerushalayim has a slightly lower level of Kedushas HaMikdosh. To do the Shechita of the Karbonos has to be a higher level. You don't need to shecht all the Karbonos and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the highest level of Kedushas HaMikdosh. You don't even have to shecht it in the Heichel. You don't have to shecht it in the Olam HaMizbech. You have to shecht it in the Azor. And the Tkiyas Shoifa B'Chatzetz was that the Gemara says they used to blow simultaneously. And Rosh Hashanah, they had the Shoifa in the middle and the two people blowing Chatzetz to the right and the left. And at that time in Siba, they had the two Chatzetz in the middle and two people blowing Shoifa to the right and to the left. And that was in the Harabais. So they're all called Lefnei Hashem, different degrees of Kedushas HaMikdosh Lefnei Hashem. So the Gemara raises the issue, how are you Yotze Tkiyas Shoifa? If you say Trei Koli Lo Mishtami, you can't concentrate on so much noise, such a racket going on. So the Gemara says, since it's a rare thing, Mikra Megillah is once a year, twice a year, Leil Purim and Yom Purim in the daytime. Kiyah Shefer Hashanah, once a year by us, twice a year, second day of Rosh Hashanah. So since it comes on a rare occasion, well, Halil only comes on a special occasion like the Yom HaTovim. Then we're not worried about Trei Koli Lo Mishtami. The Aydi the Chaviva Alayhu, since it's a very beloved mitzvah because of that, it's not like tzitzis and tefillin, that you fulfill it every day. It only comes from on rare occasions. So people, Yavi Datai, people will pay attention and they will be able to hear. So that's what the din is, that they blow the shofar and the chatzetzer simultaneously, and there's no problem of Trei Koli Lo Mishtami. But if there would be a problem, if you wouldn't be able to hear, you wouldn't be yotze. Even though I'm blowing the shofar, if I'm deaf, or if there's so much noise I can't hear the tkir shofar, then you're not yotze. You're only yotze if you hear. We have the practice that we blow mea koilos. This is all in the Tosfos in the end of, on Amud Beis, there's a big Tosfos in the end of the Masechta. The Tosfos goes through all the dinim. Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, a very long Tosfos. So we quote from the Oruch, Aminik, the Oruch is quoting from the Goinim, Aminik to blow mea koilos. That's way more than you're mechuyev to. That's a question that Balei HaTosfos raised and all of Rishonim raised. What happened to the din of Baal Tosef? The Torah tells us we should blow tkiyah through a tkiyah three times, right? So we blow tkiyahs the miyushav and tkiyahs the miyuman. So that's already, even without the mea koilos. Mea koilos was from the days of the Goinim. Tosfos quotes it from the Oruch in the days of the from in the name of the Gaonim, and he quotes that why Mea Koilos, because when the mother we learned that it says in the Chumash that Rosh Hashanah is Yom Truah, and the Gemara quotes the Targum Onkelos and the Targum Minad Yom Yabava. Word Truah means Yabava, and Yabava means to cry. So, and how do you know Yabava means to cry? Because Sisera's mother was crying. Because she was concerned why her son didn't come back victoriously from the battle. She was concerned maybe he was killed, and that's really what happened. He was killed. So the pasuk says Lati Abed, and the Oruch quotes a medrash that she was sobbing 100 times. So that's a very strange. That we should blow mea koilos on Rosh Hashanah, zecher to the Imei de Sisera, mother Sisera. Sisera's mother was crying, sobbing 100 times. Why should we make a zechet to infant the sister? It's a strange thing. It's a strange thing. Rav Soloveitchik once suggested in a drasha that maybe the pshat is like this. Sistra, the mother, had raised a son, many of the Arabs in Eretz Yisrael, they raise their children to be terrorists. And they convince them that if you give your life in order to kill Jews in Eretz Yisrael, you go straight to Gan Eden, and you have some of the, a lot of Hanos, Olam Hazeh, and Olam Haba. You have all the Hanos of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba when you go straight to heaven. So when she was crying, because she realized that her whole life's work, that she raised the son to be a valiant soldier and he should kill more Jews, she was crying that she realized she's bankrupt. She realized her son is probably not coming back alive this time, and everything that she raised him and all the effort and energy that she put into him, everything is lost. As Rav Soloveitchik said, maybe that's the pshat and the minig. We blow me a koilis. The Rambam says, even though tkiya shofar is exeris hakosel, but there's a kavana here. The kavana is to be ma'oras to tshuva. We're blowing shofar, but it's considered as if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is blowing shofar and we're listening to the tkiyas. And he's telling us, wake up, uri yishenim yishen aschem, and do tshuva. And if you don't do tshuva, it's like as if your whole life was a waste, as if you're bankrupt. If your life is full of averus and you're not going to do tshuva, you don't wake up to do tshuva, you'll be bankrupt, like Ingrid the sister realized that she was bankrupt. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. I remember the Mashgiach once held a drasha, Rav Lessen once held a drasha before Tkir Shofar, so he was also trying to understand what is this, we should make a zecher, the Ingrid the sister. So he said, the Jewish people had to kill Sisra. He was a general of the Goyish army. He was leading all the terrorists, giving the Jews a hard time. But still, we're not happy about that. We're not happy. We did what we had to do. We did a mitzvah by killing Sisra. But then we feel bad about the fact that his mother had to suffer. It wasn't the mother's fault. He was at fault. The mother didn't do anything wrong. So we need a kapara for that too. That was the suggestion, he said. He gave it Musa Tikkun Moshel. Sometimes a person puts on a talis batifa, and then he wants to throw the three corners of tzitzis over the left shoulder. So he throws it in such a way that he smacks somebody else in the face with the tzitzis. The strings are going to hit someone else in the face. You want to do a mitzvah, that's fine, but you should be careful not to hurt someone else's feelings or to harm someone else in your eagerness to do a mitzvah. So the Jewish people had to get rid of Sisra, they had to kill him. But the Nebuch, we feel bad that we had to harm, we had to hurt the mother, so we need a kapara for that. That was his suggestion.
Rabbi Shachter, what's the marker for the 100?
The Baruch claims that Imad the Sisra was sobbing 100 times.
Okay. Can I suggest one thing? I heard from Professor Yoshua Lieberman, who put out a monumental work on the Daf Yomi, Nosei Hashas. Yes, his son was 8 or 10 years old. So the father told me that his son derived it from the pasuk Ba'ad Hachalal Nishkafa. Now, if you take out the kuf from the middle of the word Nishkafa, Chiluf Osios is Noshva. Nishkafa is the same as you take out the kuf, so there's a Chiluf Osios between the pay and the base. So Ba'ad Hachalal Nishkafa. That could be the marker for the 100 kolos.
Okay, interesting.
He was a 10-year-old boy who learned it, later on. He learned in Kiryat Yamim, his son.
Torah Shlema on Chumash Bereishis, he thinks that a more correct reading is not the way it says in the Aruch that we want to have Mea Kolos Zeichet to Ima the Sisra who was crying all the time. Why should we be worried about her? But rather that the Akedah took place this time of the year, Rosh Hashanah. And there's a medrash that says, when the Satan told Sarah that her husband is about to do an Akedah on one and only child that she had at the age, she was so old. She was 90 years old and she gave birth to Yitzchak. So she was suffering, Sarah was suffering. So we should blow me'akoyleis, zechet to the fact, zechet to the Akedah. We blow shofar, zechet to the Akedah, Yitzchak. That's what Rav Mendel Kasha has in the Torah Shlema on Chumash Bereishis on the Parsha of the Akedah. So he quotes the Tshuvas on the Goyim to that effect. Yes, so the Rishonim raised the issue. How are you allowed to blow more than you're mechuyev to blow? What happened to the din of Baal Tosfos? So Tosfos has a chiddush. Tosfos says if you repeat a mitzvah several times, that's not Baal Tosfos. Let's say there's some karbonis that need one zrika on the mizbeach. Some karbonis need shtayim she'en arba, two zrikas on opposite corners, on diagonally opposite corners. And a chatas needs four zrikas on the mizbeach. So let's say there's a karbon that only needs two zrikas on the mizbeach. Instead of doing two zrikas in two corners, you do three zrikas in three corners or four corners. So if you added another corner, the Mishnah says that that's an isa bal ta'isif. But let's say you have a korban that needs two zrikas, and I give 10 zrikas in one corner and 10 zrikas in the other corner. That's not called adding on to the mitzvah. It's called repeating the mitzvah many times, because I did 10 zrikas in the same spot. And in the other diagonally opposite corner, I do another 10 zrikas. So I repeated the mitzvah many times. That's repeating a mitzvah is mutter. If you add on means another corner, then it's another. That's called another zrika. That's what Tosfos suggests. And Tosfos says, Huadinami, if you have tefillin, so you have four parshios in the Shalrosh, Kadesh Vayakiri Yachash Mava Yom Shemaya, so let's say my bar mitzvah sedra, let's say is parshios Emor. So I'm going to put in parshios Emor. Instead of four parshios, I have five parshios. So that'll be a violation of Baal Tosfos. What if I put in two parshios of Shema, five parshios of Yom Shemaya? The Tosfos said, that's called repeating a mitzvah. That's not called adding on to the mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch said, that line in Tosfos is problematic. Why isn't that adding on? If I do 10 zrikas in the same corner, they say I repeated the mitzvah many times. It's only called adding on if I'll do it in another corner. Okay, that's repeating. But here, I'm doing all the five parshias simultaneously. I have them all. It's not that I'm repeating the mitzvah b'zeh chazeh achazeh. I have five parshas in the tefillin. Why isn't that called adding on? If I have two shmas, or two vayom shemayas, if I have a totally fifth parsha, Tosfos says that would be Baal Tosfos. But if I have two copies of the same parsha, that's repeating. How is that repeating? That's not so well understood. Anyway, that's what Tosfos suggests. So Tosfos says, the Mishnah says in Zvachim, Mishnah gives an example of Baal Tosfos, Baal Tigra. If you have a korban that needs four zrikas, a chatas needs four zrikas, you only gave three. So b'di'evad the korban is kosher, but you violated Baal Tigra. Or a korban that needed one zrika or two zrikas instead of two, you gave three or four in four corners or three corners. That'll be Baal Tosfos. But if you repeat in the same corner, Tosfos said that's repeating a mitzvah, that's not a Baal Tosfos. Others give a different answer. They're not happy with what Tosfos said, that this is repeating and this is adding. Others say the simple, the Minchas Chinuch, and the Rafaelim have like this, the simple reading of the Pasuk is Yom Tru Yelachan Yidlo Shofar all day long. The Torah Shebaal Peh gives you what the minimum is. You have to at least blow Tkiya Tru Tkiya three times. But since the simple reading of the pasuk sounds like you're supposed to blow all day long, so if that's what you did, you blew all day long, so that wouldn't be a violation of Baal Tosfos. The Torah Shebaal Peh just tells us what's the minimum, that you have to have three times tkiya through a tkiya, but there's no maximum, because the mashmos of the pasuk, yom tru yelachem. Yeah, that's Yosef Engel has a long drasha, must have been a Shabbat Shuvah drasha, when he spoke about Baal Tosfos on Tkiya Shofar. So he gives a few examples of this. When you're not, if you blow Shofar more than you had to, it's all nitfas, since the Pasuk says, Yom Tru'a Yelachem, everything is nitfas as a hemshech of the mitzvah of Shofar. You don't say you were yotzei the mitzvah with the first three times you blew Tkiya through Tkiya, and the rest doesn't count. No, everything is nimshach, because the mashmos of the pasuk yom tru yelachem to blow shofar all day long. So he has a shayla. Let's say a person is mechuyev to eat a kazayis matzah on Pesach night by the Seder, and he eats more than a kazayis. So the Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah leil haSeder, nishalcha kazayis yotza. Instead of the Rambam writing, there's a mitzvah to eat kazayis matzah leil haSeder, He writes, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah leil haseder. Mishochal kazayis yotzeh. Sounds from the Rambam. The Netziv has this diuk in his hakdomah to his hagodah. So he says, from the Rambam is mashma, if you eat more than kazayis, it doesn't enhance the mitzvah. It's not that it's you'll gain weight, you'll get fatter. You're eating more matzah, it's fattening. It's not a hita mitzvah, but it's all nitvas. It's a hemshech of the mitzvah. So that's why there's a Tosfos in Kiddushin and quotes a Yerushalmi. What if the only matzah that you have to eat is matzah shel isur, matzah shel tevel, let's say. Matzah shel chodosh. The only matzah that you have is matzah shel chodosh. So Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi, maybe we should say esei decha lo isa esei. So the Yerushalmi gives an answer, Gzeira Kazayis Rishon onto Kazayis Sheni. On the first Kazayis HaMatzah, Yitake right, Esed Derechal Esese. But we shouldn't permit him to eat a Kazayis Matzah based on Esed Derechal Esese, because normally we eat more than a Kazayis. So we don't allow the Kazayis Rishon HaMatzah, Gzeira onto Kazayis Sheni. We're afraid he'll have another Kazayis. The second Kazayis won't be beheter because he didn't eat it. And Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Russia has a taina that could be that other Ramaroyim would disagree with that Yerushalmi because of that Rambam. As much matzah as you eat, it's all nitvas as a hemshech of the mitzvah. The Gemara says, let's say a person is going to do yibam on a chavi lavin. The person who died was married to a grusha. He was a cholol. He was married to a grusha, and his brother is a kohen who's not a cholol. So a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, not allowed to live with a grusha. But the Gemara says, Meikar Adin Deraisa, he's permitted to do Yibam, but we don't permit it, Gzeira Birishaina, Otu Birishniya. That's the Gemara in Yibam, the Sandav Chav. You don't allow the Birishaina based on Ezad Dechla, that's because we're afraid of do Birishniya. So Tosfos writes on that Gemara, they didn't have to go so far, they prohibit Birishaina, Otu Birishniya. We should have said Gzeira, Tchilas Bia, Otu Gmar Bia. Not only Biyashniya is also, even just to do the Gmar Biyah is also. He already fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibum when he does the Tchilas Biyah. So not all the Rishonim agreed to that comment that Tosfos said. They said, no, the Biyah Rishonim is Mutter. That's the mitzvah of Yibum is really only Biyah Rishonim. It's Mutter. But the Gmar Biyah is the Hemshech of the Tchilas Biyah. If he already finished the first Maisa Biyah, and then he starts the Biyashniya, so that there's no Heter for him, because he already fulfilled the mitzvah. There's no more Esed Dechel Esed, but to say the Gemar Bia is also, no, the Tchilas Bia was Mutter, the Gemar Bia is a Hemshech of the Tchilas Bia. Rabbi Yosef Engel has more, or he has many Mekurvis on this topic. When you do a mitzvah more Baharchove, more than the bare minimum, it could be that the Hemshech is also mitzvahs as a chelik of the mitzvah. We observe the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah as Kedusha Achas. We call it Yoyim Arista. That's why Rashi calls it. Gemara never has that lashon. Gemara has a shaila if you have 2 days Yontif next to each other. How can you have 2 days Yontif next to each other? Only you have Yontif Sheni Shel Goliath, so the second day of Rosh Hashanah. On the level of the Raisa, you never have 2 days. You have Yontif next to Shabbos. A Yontif next to Shabbos is a machlokes hatanai, where the kedusha achas, or shtei kedushas. You say it's one kedusha sayyam for 48 hours, but you say no, there's one kedusha sayyam for 24 hours, then the second day is a kedusha sayyam for another 24 hours. So the Gemara presents it, and then it's different possibilities. You can have Shabbos next to Yontif, then you can have 2 days Yontif, Yontif Sheni Shel Goliath, then you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So each one is a machlokes. So we paskin that 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichta with respect to what? The Gemara says, Beitzush and all the Yontif is considered Muktzah. But it's only Muktzah on that day. What about this, well, let's say Beitzush and all the, on the first day Yontif, the 2 days Shavuot, 2 days Pesach, 2 days Sukkot, Beitzush and all on the first day, would it be Osir Ba'achila on the second day? So we paskin 2 days Yontif is Shtei Kedushas. It's not Kedusha Achas. It can't blend in to be one Kedusha, because it's mitam sveka de yoma. We really assume either the first day is yontif, the second day is chol, or the first day is erev yontif, and the second day is yontif. It can't be that both days are kodesh. But on Rosh Hashanah, Bizman Shekidshu Al Pi Hariya, there was a possibility that they're both Kodesh. Nogim Mosi Yam Kodesh on the Macha Kodesh. The Ramban writes in Beitza, in the Mochamas, on the bottom of the page in the Rif, Ramban writes, when they established the Luach Kavua, during the lifetime of Abai Verava, their counterparts, the Rabbanim who lived in Eretz Yisrael, Abai Verava didn't have smicha. You have to be in Eretz Yisrael to get smicha. We fly back and forth so easily, but in the days of the Amarim, it wasn't so easy. So Abai Verava lived in Babel, and they never got any smicha. And Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done dafka by people. Now, smicha has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So the Kviyas HaLuach, as we have the Luach Kavua, was established by Hillel HaSheni, Rabbi Yudin Nisiya, that was during the lifetime of Abai Verov. So then the Shaila came up. Should we still observe Yantav Sheni Shal Golias? The No Mosfeker Yayma. We know 1,000 years in advance, any Rosh Chodesh, when it's going to be. Pesach, we know all the Yom Tov. We know the whole calendar years in advance. So why did we have to observe Yantav Sheni Shal Golias? So the Gemara says they made a takone. We should continue to observe the practice of Yantav Sheni the way our ancestors did. So the Ramban explains there on Beitza, on the bottom of the Rif in Beitza, in the Sefer Melchamos, we have to observe Rosh Hashanah with all the three possibilities. Sometimes, Bizman Shekidshu Al Pi Hariyah, before the days of Abai Verava, when every month witnesses would come to the Beis Havad, the place where the Bezdin was, Kavua, to be Mekabalators on Kiddush HaChodesh, and then the witnesses testified they saw the moon, and Bezdin would decide whether they're going to make it Rosh Chodesh or not. So the people that live far away from the Beis Havad, they don't know when the Rosh Hashanah was established. Could well be the Adam came bright and early in the morning on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. They declared the first day of Rosh Hashanah, the second day is Chol. It could be the Adam didn't show up at all on the first day, and the Memele they made the second day is Rosh Hashanah. It could be the Adam came in Amincha Olamayla late in the afternoon after Hakrovas Tamas Shal Bein Abayim, and that's going to pose a problem because they already brought the Tamas Shal Bein Abayim and they said the Shir Shal Chol. So now they're going to declare it as Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. Then it's going to turn out we said the Rosh Yishal Yom. So if they made a takan, if the Eidim come in Amincha Lamaila, the Eidim come after that time that they already brought the Tamash Al Ben Abraham. So we don't tell the people we made a mistake. You're allowed to do Malacha today. Then it's going to come. If we're going to tell them we made a mistake, so next year they won't want to observe the first day of Rosh Hashanah. They'll say last year we took off from work. We didn't go to work all day. Then it turned out an hour before Shkia that we wasted all day. It wasn't Rosh Hashanah, it was the second day. So that's why the takana was Nogam Osi Yom Kodesh on the Macha Kodesh. If the Edom come to testify that they saw the moon, and the Edom arrive in the Beis Avad, Min HaMichal LeMaila, late in the afternoon, then Nogam Osi Yom Kodesh, the Bezdin says, continue to observe today as Rosh Hashanah Mid Derabbanan, and tomorrow we'll make it Rosh Hashanah Min HaTorah. So that's what the Gemara says, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah we pasken is Yom Arichta, but only Lechumra, not Lekulam. Because the Ramban says we today observe 2 days Yontif because of what used to happen Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYikayim, when they used to have Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Hariyah. So since in the days of the Beis Havad, the days of that of the Beis HaMikdash and that of Beis Havad with Kabbalah Seidim, there were three logical possibilities that could be on Rosh Hashanah. Could be the Adam came bright and early on the first day. The first day is Rosh Hashanah, the second day is nothing. Could be the Adam didn't show up at all on the first day and only the second day is Rosh Hashanah. Could be that both days, Nogam Osi Yom Kodesh and Macha Kodesh. So after both days, if you have 2 days, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Yantav Sheni, Shal Golias, that can't blend in together to say Yom Arichti. You can't say Kedusha Achas there because that's Mimarav Shach. Only one is Kodesh, the other one is not. The only time you can say Yom Arichti, and if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov is either on Friday or on Sunday, that's a Machlokes Hatan Rami Paskin, they can't say Kedusha Achas. Why? Because the Kedushas are not commensurate. On Yom Tov there's a Heterech on Nevesh, Shabbos is not Heterech on Nevesh. How can you say they blend in? There's one long Kedusha Sayyam for 48 hours. Yom Tov is a Heterech on Nevesh, Shabbos is more Kedush. So it doesn't lend itself to say Kedusha Achas. But the 2 days Rosh Hashanah, If it was a case of Noga Marasi Yom Kodesh or the Macha Kodesh, true, in such a case, the first day is only Rosh Hashanah with the Rabban, and the second day is Rosh Hashanah and HaTorah, but they're both Rosh Hashanah with the same dinim. So there it's Shaykh to say Kedusha Achas. Rashi calls it Yom Arichta. Why does that Loshem in Yom Arichta? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested what it means is like this. There was a machlokes between the Avnei Nezer, the Sochet Shavar Rebbe, and the Chechenover Rebbe. They had a machlokes. Why do we observe Shabbos for 24 hours? So the Chechenover Rebbe said that every minute of Shabbos has Kedusha. Every minute of Shabbos, asas the malacha for that minute. And Avnei Nezer came up with a ninth fowl. Rav Soloveitchik liked it very much. He used to say it over all the time. No, the Bein Hashem, on the level of the Raiseh, the Bein Hashmashes, the person experiences Bein Hashmashes of Tchilas Knisas, HaShabbos of Tchilas Knisas HaYontif, the Bein Hashmashes is the Oser for the whole day. So if you have 2 days next to each other, so why should you say the Bein Hashmashes of the first day is an Oser and the Bein Hashmashes of the second day is an Oser for the second day? Why don't you just say the Bein Hashmashes of the first day is Oser for both days? They're both Yontif. They both have the same dinim. If you have Shabbos next to Yontif, we paskin like the Tanaim. You say Shtei Kedushas. You can't say Kedusha Achas. They can't blend in together because Shabbos doesn't have a Heter HaKhanevish and Yontif does. You can't say Kedusha Achas. But if the both days are Yontif, so if it's Bimonav Shachit Sveka Diyama, only one day is Kodesh and one day is Chol, and you don't know which one. So you can't say Kedusha Achas, that the Bein Hashmashes of the first day asks for both days. There is no such thing on the level of that. No 2 days Kedusha. But if you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah, that's one of the three possibilities. Bizman Kitchal Piyariya, Bizman Amigdash, Kitchal Piyariya, till the days of Abai Barabba, it was Bayekta the Korban Abais. It was possible that only the first day is Kodesh, possible only the second day, possible both days are Kodesh. So we have to observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah with all the logical possibilities that it could have been in the earlier generations. So we observe 2 days Rosh Hashanah as a Yoyma, as a Kedusha Achas, L'chumra. We don't say it L'kula. That's a Machlokes HaRishonim. Do you say Shachyanim and Kiddush on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? Some Rishonim say, no, it's Kedusha Achas, the Bein Hashmashes of the first night of Rosh Hashanah, Asas for both days for 48 hours. And you already said Shachyanim on the Kedusha Sayyam, so why should you say twice? And the Ramban explains in that Melchames and Beitza, no. You treat it as Yom HaRichta, Kedusha Achas, L'chumra, but not L'kula means that Beitza should hold on the first day. We will say still also on the second day, maybe it's Kedusha Achas. But maybe it's not, maybe only the first day was Yontif, maybe only the second day was Yontif. Maybe the 8 years ago, before they made the Luach Kavua, it was possible that the Eidim came bright and early on the first day. Only the first day would be Rosh Hashanah. Possible the Eidim would not show up at all on the first day. So, of course, only the second is going to be Yontif. So, if only one day is Yontif, then you can't say Kedusha Achas. So, we have to go Misofik, you have to go L'chumra. We treat it as Yom HaRichta L'chumra, and we know the Bezah Asura, Bezah Beitzin Shinod on the first day, is us on the second day. But we treat it as Shtei Kedushas L'chumra. To say that you have to say Shechianu on the second day. Usually, when you have a Sofik Brochus, say Sofik Brochus L'Akel. But on Yantav Shenish HaGoldius, the Gemara says, you don't say, even though it's Sveka Diayma, you do say Kiddush, you do say Abrocha Alachilus, Matz Alachilus, more, you say everything. The whole davening, you say, why? The Gemara says, Pekecha Delol Zalzule Day. If you're going to tell the people you should treat it as a Sofik, then they're going to be Mezalzel in the Issa Melocha, so we don't want that they should be Mezalzel. So therefore we say Sofik Brochas is Lahachran. Unlike every other Sofik Brochas Lahakel, the Sveka Diyama Brocha, that's Lahachran. So why does Rashi use the Loshen Yoyim HaRichta? So Soloveitchik said, what's the separation point between one day and the next? Bein Hashmashes. Bein Hashmashes is the cutoff point. The first day is over, let's say tonight is Tuesday night. So Bein Hashmashes between Tuesday daytime before Shkia and Tuesday night, that's really Yom Revi B'Shabbos. So the cutoff point between one and the other is Bein Hashmashes. So here, 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta. Rashi says there is a Bein Hashmashes in Metzius, there is a Bein Hashmashes in between. But Al Pidin is not Ben Hashmashas, because Al Pidin we treat it as if the Ben Hashmashas of the first day is the Oisef of both days. So this whole pshat was only possible if you hold like the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer disagreed with the Chechanover Rebbe. Chechanover Rebbe held that every minute of Shabbos has Kedushas Hayayim, and every minute is also Malacha because of Kedushas Hayayim. The Avnei Nezer said no, even on below the Raisa, the Ben Hashmashas, my experiencing Ben Hashmashas of Kedushas Hayayim is the Oyser of the whole day. So since the Ben Hashmashas in between the first day Rosh Hashanah and the second day Rosh Hashanah is halachically insignificant, it's not an oyser. The oyser is the Ben Hashmashas at the beginning of the first day, and that's the Ben Hashmashas that asks for both days. That's why we call it Yom Ha'arichta. We treat it as if there was no Ben Hashmashas in between the first day and the second day. If there's no Ben Hashmashas, so it's all one day. In the Gemara calls it Kedusha Achas, it's one long Kedusha. That's where the Avnei Nezer get this idea from. So he got it from, called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. The Gemara says, Migudis Katsoyle Ben Hashmashas is Katsoyle Kul Yama. Whatever was Mukta Ben Hashmashas, it means Mukta all day long. Why should Mukta depend on Ben Hashmashas? And in the other direction also, we have it in Hoyle the Ishtarya. Let's say there's a Rishus HaYochid, and we made it, let's say there's an apartment building, and we made an Erev Echatzer, so you're allowed to carry one apartment to the other. Then the Erev Echatzer was eaten up in the middle of Shabbos. There is no longer Erev Echatzer. They ate it up. So for next Shabbos, you can't carry, because when next Shabbos enters, there's no more Erev Echatzer. But to the end of the Shabbos, it is Mutter. The Gemara calls that holy Ishtarya. Ishtarya. If you have a Rishus HaYochid that has walls around it, and somebody comes with dynamite and the walls come tumbling down, you don't say, El Ishtar, Ishtar, it's not a Rishus HaYochid anymore. But if you have a Rishus HaYochid with an Issa Tiltul, on the level of the Raisa, such an animal doesn't exist. Rishus HaYochid with an Issa Tiltul, that's what Shlomo HaMelech invented, such a concept. You have an apartment building that has walls around it, Al Pidin, they're all Rishus HaYochid, you carry one to the other. So Shlomo HaMelech made a new concept. There's a Rishus HaYochid Shal Reuven and Rishus HaYochid Shal Shimon. This is Reuven's apartment. This is Shimon's apartment. You're not allowed to carry from one to the other unless you have an Eruv Echatzer. So if the Eruv Echatzer was Kayom, Ben Hashmashas, even though someone ate it up afterwards, and there's no more Eruv Echatzer, we say, Holy Ishtarya, Ishtarya. Since it was Mutta, but Chilas HaYom remains Mutta for the rest of the day. So that's what the Avnei Nezer understood. Why did they make all the dinim dependent? Lahokel and Lahachmer. There's a din, whatever was not Mukta Ben Hashmashas cannot become Mukta in the middle of Shabbos. Unless it changes. Let's say I have a bottle, so the bottle is a kli. Let's say the bottle smashes the tiny little particles, so it's a shebek kli, it's a piece of junk. So then it does become Mukta. But if the bottle doesn't smash, it's the same shape bottle that it was, but for some reason or another, I should declare it now as Mukta. I say, Hod Ishtari Ishtari, since at the beginning of the day it was not Mukta. It can't become books in the middle of the day. Ben Hashmashas is kaveya ala adinim. Ben Hashmashas kaveya migin is katsoi le kuli yama. If it was muktzah Ben Hashmashas remained, and if it was not muktzah Ben Hashmashas, so if it's smashed in the middle, it's a different chefze. So the new chefze is going to be muktzah. But if it's the same chefze, let's say I add something was not muktzah, then I throw it in the garbage in the middle of Shabbos. Let's say it's a torn. Let's say I have an old torn suit and it really belongs in the garbage, but I can't afford it. Then in the middle of Shabbos, I find out that I won the Irish sweepstakes. I'm a rich man. I'm going to throw out all the old suits that I have in the garbage, and I'm going to buy new suits as soon as I can. I'll go to the store. I threw it in the garbage can already. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't become mukta in the middle of Shabbos. It'll be ishtarya, ishtarya. Since in the beginning of Shabbos it was not mukta, the middle of Shabbos, beginning of Shabbos I'm still a poor man, and I'm still planning to wear those clothes. Then in the middle of Shabbos I find out I just won a sweepstakes, and I'm a rich man, I'm going to throw out all the tzitzis and the suits that I have, and I'm going to buy new ones. Gemara says it does not become mukta in the middle of Shabbos. All the ishtarya, ishtarya. So that's what Rabbi Nezer understood. All these dinim derabbanan must be patterned after the din deraisa. There was a great goyin known as the Kozhiglava goyin. He was killed by the Nazis in the uprising in the Warsaw Ghetto. He was a Robin Kozhiglava before the First World War. I think after the First World War, there was no more Kozhiglava. The whole city was destroyed, I think, So Rav Meir Shapiro, when he founded the Lublini Yeshiva, invited the Kosher Glover that he should give the highest shiur in the yeshiva. In the Gottesman Library, the 5A floor was dedicated in his memory. His mother, his brother survived the war, and his brother gave some significant donation to the yeshiva to dedicate the 5A floor in memory of the Kosher Glover, to have his photograph by the elevator there. So the Kosher Glover quotes this dispute. Kosher Glover was a Talmud of the Avodah Nezer, the Sochot Shabbos. He quotes, this was Machlokes, Chechen Ovi Rebbe with the Kosher Glover, with the Sochot Shabbos Rebbe. And then he points out that this was a Machlokes between the Rosh and the Maharam Rutenberg. Maharam Rutenberg thought, like the Avodah Nezer, that the Ben Hashmoshes of Tchilos Hayayim is the Oyser, and the Rosh writes, even though it's not fair that I should disagree with my Rebbe, he passed away. If the Rebbe would be alive, he would rip me to pieces. He uses an expression, it's not fair to fight with the lion after the lion died. If the Rebbe would be alive, he'd be able to slug up everything that I say. But he said, what can I do? The Rebbe passed away. And I don't understand. So the Rosh holds like the Chechen of a Rebbe, the Farish. The last Rosh in Maseches Ma'itkot, he discusses what's the din if a person became an Einan, a relative died on Shabbos, on Matzoy Shabbos, he didn't say Havdalah. So does he say Havdalah on Sunday night after the Kvura? Does he say Havdalah? So he talks a little bit about the Dichuyim, and he has a Machlekes with the Maharam. One of the rais Maharam brings has to do with this. So the Maharam is working on the assumption that experiencing Bein Hashmashes and Tchilas HaShabbos is the Oyser, the Melocha for the rest of Shabbos. And the Rosh says, Ma Pitom? Every minute of Shabbos has Kedusha Sayyad. Every minute asks, why should you say that it's the Bein Hashmashes of Tchilas Shabbos? Rav Soloveitchik thought that this whole topic that's discussed in the Gemara about is it Kedusha Achash Day Kedushas when you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov is either on Friday or Sunday, or you have 2 days Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias, or you have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But all these cases, the premise of the whole discussion is that the Ben Hashmashes of the first day may be Asas for 48 hours. They're just saying it Asas for 24 hours. Then the next Ben Hashmashes Asas again for 24 hours. Why do you need another Oser? Just say the first Ben Hashmashes, experiencing the first Ben Hashmashes, is an Oser for 48 hours straight. That's what the Gemara calls Kedusha Achas Ashtei Kedushas. That's what the Ramban explains. We pass on the 2 days Rosh Hashanah as Kedusha Achas, the Torah Sofik, the Chumre. If the Beit Tishanod on the first day, it'll still be Mukta on the second day. But we wouldn't say that it's Kedusha Achas Lekula. We wouldn't say a lot is set up. Let's say you're going to have a lot of people come over on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. You want to set up the chairs and the tables. You want to do a Hachana. Hachana B'li Malocha is an Issa D'Rabbana. But still, you're not allowed to do on the first day for the second day. The first day of Rosh Hashanah D'Raisa. Second day is on Rosh Hashanah D'Rabbana. We count Yom Kippur from the first day of Rosh Hashanah, not from the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So we say that it's only Kedusha Achas L'Chumre, not L'Kol L'Chumre, that you can't make two different Eruvi Chumens. I want to go on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, I want to daven at that minyan in another city. Second day of Rosh Hashanah, I want to daven at a minyan in a different city. So I need an Eruvi Chumen for the first day, Eruvi Chumen for the second day. So we say you can't, because it's Kedusha Achas, you can't make an Eruvi Chumen only for half of the day. You have to make either for the whole day or not at all. Or Beit Shanol on the first day will remain Mukta on the second day. That's based on Kedusha Achas L'Chumra. But we say that it's Shtei Kedushas L'Chumra. Also we say Shtei Kedushas. So even though we said Shachyana on the first day, we say Shachyana on the second day also. But because there was some Rishonim who held not so, some Rishonim held that you should not say Shachyana, so that's why the Maharam Rutenberg had the suggestion that we should try to satisfy all the opinions. So he said, when you make Kiddush on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, you should have either a pre-chadosh or a begat chadosh, and make sure that the Shachyanu is not a bracha levatol. If the din is that it's Kedusha Achas and you're not supposed to say Shachyanu, then even if it's true that you have a begat chadosh and a pre-chadosh, the Shachyanu doesn't belong there. If you say Shachyanu on a pre-chadosh, begat chadosh, and mikrin, barakah, bofen, and Kiddush, then it's a hefsek. So the answer is, we really paskin that it's shtei kedushas l'chumra, we really pass can do such a chiyum. Just because of the chashash or bracha levatole, so we're concerned, so that's why we have a pi chodesh or a beggar chodesh. And this Minkat Sherebbe, the last Minkat Sherebbe in Europe, he died before the Second World War, the Minchas Soluza. So the Minchas Soluza writes, he doesn't like this Chumra of the Maharam Rutenberg. Rosh Hashanah is such an important day, the day of Malchias, Kabbalah on Malchus Shamayim. So at the day that such a great day, you want to say Shachyana, say take a Begat Chodesh, a Pi Chodesh, to enable you to say Shachyana on the second day. That's a Bushet for Yantif. He said he doesn't think that's right. He didn't like it. He didn't do it. He thought that it's a Bizoyan for Rosh Hashanah that you should have such a Chumre to require a Begat Chodesh, a Pi Chodesh to enable you to say Shachyana on the second day. He said, best that we paskin that you don't need a Begat Pi Chodesh. You don't need a Pi Chodesh. The Vilna Gaon asked his wife what she had, what she got for Shach Yonah for the second day. So she showed it to him. So he said right away Shach Yonah on the first day. Because Medina de Gemara, you say Shach Yonah when you pass by the store and you see they have fresh spinach or fresh watermelon or whatever, a seasonal thing, and they didn't have it till now. So you realize that you survived to experience another season. So the Vilna Gaon followed always Dina de Gemara. So the minig is, you don't say Shachyana until you're about to eat the Pri Chodesh. And then you said, some say the Shachyana, he say, Bari Pi Adoma, Bari Pi, if it's spinach or if it's watermelon, say Bari Pi Adoma, he say Bari Pi Eitz, whatever it is. So some say Shachyana in between the Bari Pi Eitz and the eating, some say the Shachyana before you say the Bari Pi Eitz. But Medina de Gemara, even if you can't afford to buy it, even if you're not going to eat, even if you're allergic to the spinach, he says, Shekhan, when you see that they're selling it in the store. So when Mrs. Vilna Gaon told her husband, she showed her husband what she bought for the Shekhanu, so he said, right away, Shekhanu on the first day. He followed Medina de Gemara, say Shekhanu when you see the Pri Chodesh. What do you do the second day? Mikredin, you say Shekhanu, even if you don't have a Pri Chodesh or a Beggar Chodesh. But you paskin, that it's only Kedusha Achas L'chumre, but not L'kula. So you still have to say the Shach Yonah. The Gemara has a comment on the Pasuk, Tikka B'chayda Shofa back in Tehillim. V'achkesa L'yam Chagena K'chol K'l Yisrael Hum Ishpad L'kei Yaakov. So the Gemara has a comment that the Pasuk is talking about blowing Shofa on Rosh Hashanah. Tikva b'chodesh shofar, we should blow shofar on Rosh Chodesh, that's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Ha'kesa liyam chagenu, on the holiday which Rosh Chodesh is hidden. What do you mean Rosh Chodesh is hidden? So the Gemara says, when you daven on Rosh Chodesh, on a regular Rosh Chodesh, you always say b'yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh. On Rosh Hashanah we say b'yom hazikaron hazeh. We never refer to the day and the davening as Rosh Chodesh. He say Yom HaZikaron, the Gemara has a lashon, Zikaron Echad Oy L'Lakan L'Lakan. Once you say Yom HaZikaron, it includes that it's both Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It's understood that it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So that's Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Tov, the Chag. Sha'achodesh miskasabo. The fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is hidden. It's swallowed up. The Tosis quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam, who is a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, that Achodesh miskasabo. That when you bring the karbonis on Rosh Hashanah, you bring the tmidim u'masachim. Then it says mavada elos achodesh minchasa, and elos atamin minchasai. And every Rosh Chodesh you bring 11 musafim, bring 10 oilas and 1 chatas. So the pasuk doesn't mention that you're bringing a soil chatas for a musaf of Rosh Chodesh. It says mavada elos achodesh u'minchasa. It sounds like they didn't bring the Sora Lachatos. There was a Sora Lachatos because it's Rosh Hashanah, but there was no, that's how the Rabbi Meshulam said, there was no Sora Lachatos because of the fact that it was Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's why, that's what it means, that Rosh Chodesh is hidden, that you don't bring all 11 Musaf, and you only bring 10. So Rabbi Natam sent him a letter that he heard, that he said in a public Shia, that you don't bring a Sora Lachatas for Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah, he says it's against the Tosefta. Tosefta says, how many Siri Rosh Hashanah do you bring in the course of the year? The Gemara says, either 12 or 13, depending if it's the Shana Pshuta or Shana Muberes. Shana Pshuta, there are 12 Rosh Hashanah. Shana Muberes, there are 13. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, but according to you, Rabbeinu Meshulam, that on Rosh Hashanah, they only brought Mivad Ola Sachedesh, or Minchasa, they didn't bring the Sori Lachatas. So there should not be 12 or 13, there should be 11 or 12. If it's a Shana Muberes, then there were 12 Siri Rosh Hashanah. Shana Pshuta, there are going to be 11. Because on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, you don't bring the Sori Lachatas. Rabbeinu Tam says what he said is incorrect. There was a Sori Lachatas for Musa for Rosh Chodesh even on Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbeinu Meshulam sent it back a letter. They told you wrong. I never said that you don't bring the Sori Lachatas. I said the Chumash hides it. Bakesel Yam Chagenu, it's Mechusa. The fact that it's Rosh Chodesh is hidden, that the Chumash never says that they bring the Sori Lachatas. But of course, he did bring the Sori Lachatas. Okay. It's hidden. The Gemara says hidden. That's why in the davening, you don't mention the fact that today is Rosh Chodesh. Just mention the fact that today is Rosh Hashanah. Yom HaZikaron means it's Rosh Hashanah, and it's self-understood that it's Rosh Chodesh. Zikaron Echad Oilu L'kan L'kan. This year, because the first day Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, so we don't blow shofar. So that's another story. That's a whole parsha of the Asma. This year, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, instead of having all the kavanas and kiyo shofar, you have to have kavanas ishmaya divrei chachamim. The chacham told us not to be oike dov menatar, not to fulfill the mitzvah of kiyo shofar whenever it's Shabbos. So we'll be netted tomorrow night when I give the shiur for the other group from Flatbush. I'll talk about that, the gzera de rabba. That's known as gzera de rabba. Not that rabba made gzera. Rabba lived in the days of the Amoraim. Gzera already existed way earlier. Some Machranim think the Gzera the Rabbah existed in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. That the Baal HaTanya writes in his drasha that he thinks that that's ridiculous. But that was a Havamin in the Gemara, that the Chumash refers to Rosh Hashanah, Zichron, Trua, a day on which you talk about Kiyas, Zichron, you talk about Kiyas, but you don't actually blow Shev. So that was a Havamin that was rejected, and we assume that the Din Rabbanan was not instituted during the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu. Baal HaTanya says if it's a double yadua mefursa, most deruba of the gzeris were introduced is man by sheni, and he gives the whole reason why they hardly made any gzeris and by shrishon only by sheni. But that is a lot to discuss. What's the nature of the takana and why is it by migdash ayitak? How come the base migdash he made from? We should all be blessed with the shas chaim avrocha, with a successful year. Should all be healthy. So be healthy for many of us. See you, simple favor to all of us.
Thank you.
See you, Simba Tova.
Amen.
Amen.
See you, Simba Tova. Thank you so much.
Amen.